This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Informative Wednesday on the Hlanganani Midday Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you today on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Joining us now is the incredibly talented Ubusisiwe Wakandlovu, a speech language pathologist with an honors degree in speech language pathology from a from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Ubusisiwe is here to share her expertise and insight now into the fascinating world of speech language pathology, shedding a light on the vital role it plays with communication, development, and overall well-being. Yet, so get ready, ladies and gentlemen, and it is happening right now, right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Ms. Ndlovu, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm also good. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I did see on WhatsApp that you are having your patients.
Yes.
Right. Thank you so much for honoring your invite here to at this time and age. Ms. Ndlovu, now as per Ilokuzani conversation here to, you are a speech language therapist. Can you just explain speech language pathology and what kind of work does it involve?
Okay, sure. So basically, speech language pathology is the course in the field of health sciences. So it is a 4-year degree, meaning it is equivalent to NQ level 8, which is an honors degree, taking into consideration the fact that it also includes research at 4-year level. It is a very fascinating course. In terms of the work that it involves, speech language therapy involves prevention, screening, assessment, and management of developmental and acquired speech, language, voice, cognitive communication, language learning disorders, and speaking and swallowing disorders in people of all ages, children and adults. That's what it involves.
There is research and there is a lot of work that involves. So I want to know from you, what actually inspired you to pursue a career in speech language pathology?
So unfortunately, I didn't really know what speech language pathology is when I applied for it. Or perhaps I misunderstood what speech therapy is because I didn't do much research during my application process. So basically, since I was good in oral at school, I was good in prepared and unprepared speech. So it was basically the word speech that I saw that actually motivated me because I thought it was something that actually pertains to delivering speech, of which it's not that. So it's basically that it is nothing special of desire, to be honest.
I can say, Gutena, it's one of those carriers that I actually scars, especially Kubantu Abamnyama, because when I see or when I saw on the social media pages, I just saw speech language pathology or pathologist. I was like, what is that? So now you are young, you are doing great in your field. So how do you approach now working with a different population, such as the children versus the elders?
Basically, it differs on how I communicate with them firstly. So, for instance, with the adults, I let them know why am I assessing them? Why am I telling them, for instance, to protrude, to retract their tongue if I'm doing an OPE, for instance? So, since this person is an adult, they need to know and understand why are they required to do a particular thing. Yeah. So there is that ongoing explanation with the adult patient, whereas with the children, we just dive in into the assessments. Because, for instance, let's say the child is 3 or 2. I can't be doing so much explanation with that child. Even if the child is 5, let's say that child is 5 with ADHD, I can't focus on doing so much explanation. I just dive in because some of them lose concentration easily. So with the activities that I do with the kids, I just dive in into my assessment or therapy session with not much explanation.
Yeah.
So also in terms of the tone that I use, it's different. If it's an adult, for instance, I can't say, okay, let's kick the ball.
Mm.
That is a baby tone. I can't use that tone with an adult. That
yeah.
is for young children. So even the tone that I use differs with the age range. Also, the resources. So, for instance, the little children, considering that we usually use play-based activities with the young children, okay?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm going to use the toys
yeah.
into my assessment or therapy session. Whereas with the adult patient, I can't use toys. I have to use the real object because this is real life that we are trying to improve. So it's that. Yeah. And also the therapy goals also differs because, for example, with the child, my aim is to improve, for instance, the production
yeah.
of a certain speech sound. It has never been there before. But then with the adult, I want to regain the ability that they had. So with that being the case, so
yeah.
obviously there is going to be that motivation from the adult patient because they also want to have their speech, their language back. So they are motivated because they understand what they have and what they need to have. But then with the kids, I have to provide more encouragement.
Yeah.
More speakers for encouragement, you see. Yeah, so the resources, the goals differ as well.
We are chatting to Ms. Busisiwe Ndlovu, the speech language therapist or pathologist. Ngiyathanda ke le lika pathology.
Yeah,
lifaka leyo zing.
Yeah.
So I want to know, Ms. Ndlovu, ukuthena, what are some of the common misconceptions now about the speech language pathology that you would like to address?
Okay, so mostly it is the fact that people think that we are medical doctors.
Oh.
So they think that speech therapy actually provides medical treatment.
Yeah.
Just because we wear the scrubs.
Hmm.
Whereas that is not the case. Speech therapy provides therapy for the previously mentioned disorders. Meaning, if you come to speech therapy, you are not coming to the clinic. You are not going to get pills.
Mm.
You are not going to get any injection or tangible medication because it's therapy, not clinic.
Yeah.
Meaning, it is not a once-off thing. It requires consistent therapy, attendance, engagement, and carryover and practice of the therapeutic activities by the patient. So, yeah. Mm. It's that mostly. And also some people also think that it is about speech and drama or music, whereas
yeah.
it is something quite different from that because it is under the field of health sciences. So, it's that.
So we don't call you doctors?
No. We are not doctors. We are speech language pathologists. We are speech language pathologists, not medical doctors.
All right. We all have success stories. I have my success stories in the fold that I'm doing or I'm in. So can you share a success story from your career now that highlights now the impact of speech therapy on the individual's life or individual's life?
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to use a recent one because there's such a lot of stories, but I'm just going to use a recent one. So last year, I had a patient who was 12 years of age, yet he had difficulties with following the three-part instructions, of which that skill should be there by the age of 4 years.
Yeah.
But then this patient was 12, yet he had difficulties. This child also had negative feelings or attitudes towards reading due to his low self-esteem
yeah.
caused by reading difficulties that he was aware of that he had.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with speech therapy that I provided to him for 10 weeks, I think, eventually, he was able to follow the three-part instructions, and also the negative attitudes towards reading were eradicated.
Mm.
And he and he showed so much or commendable improvement in his reading ability and his ability to follow instructions, which all these skills are required and will help him in his academic and everyday activities or life.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Please allow me to do this. Oh, Miss Ndlovu, that was great. That was great. Like, you're doing great. And siyafunda kakhulu futhi kuwena. Knowledge is power. It is informative Wednesday on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We are speaking to Miss Ndlovu, Busisiwe Ndlovu, who's a speech language pathologist or therapist. Nina Gabos Pabazo Sevens is a therapist. Mina ngifuna pathologist. Pathologist. Miss Ndlovu, different carriers have got the professional body of knowledge. You understand? As an HR practitioner, I've got to be registered with the SABPP. So you, as the speech therapist, you are registered with UHPCSA. Elaborate on the significance of being registered as a speech language therapist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to me, this is significant, and to every SLT out there, this is significant because it basically means that I am now regulated and guided to practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So hence the public is also protected and safe to receive the services from me, taking into consideration the fact that it guides me to provide and maintain ethical and professional services. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the significance that HPCSA registration comes with into one's profession.
Unpack the emotions now on the day, just getting the formal acknowledgement that now you are now accredited by UHPCA. How was it? How did you feel?
I was very happy and grateful for that formal acknowledgement, because firstly, I could not practice without presenting that proof to my workplace that I am indeed registered with SPCSA. So definitely after receiving that acknowledgement and proof of registration, I was much more happy and ecstatic. Yeah.
Now, getting yourself in this field, this is just a random question. I'm curious to know, Ms. Ndlovu. So now, getting yourself in this field of speech language pathology, and as you have said, Ugutena, you had no idea and whatnot. So how did you navigate your way through now, and how did you actually get to fall in love with speech language pathology?
Luckily, in as much as speech language therapy is not necessarily about delivering speech or what, because basically my interest is in speaking. As long as that particular thing requires me to speak to people, requires me to speak with people, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm interested. And luckily, I think the speaking part constitutes 50 or more than 50% of speech therapy, because our therapy consists of speaking. That's the only way that we provide our therapy. We speak to you because our goal is to teach you to speak or to improve your speech. And we do all that by speaking to you, by giving you directions or instructions. Okay.
Yeah.
And all that requires good speaking or good public speaking skills, because there's also another part in our profession where we actually do the outreach to the communities.
Yeah.
More especially when we do the prevention programs.
Hmm.
So that part requires speaking. It still requires one's good public speaking skills. So I was actually happy to actually engage myself with this profession.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the fact that I was able to actually be interested into it, even although when I initially applied for it, I didn't have any idea about it. But then after going through the scope of of profession for the speech pathologists, I realized that it is actually the only thing under the field of health sciences that I can do better. That there's actually no other course that I think I can do much more better than is speech language pathology. So it was that coincidence that actually occurred. So yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Before I let you go, Miss Ndlovu, I know you're busy, you have passion to attend. So what advice would you give to individuals considering now a career in speech language therapy?
Okay, I can just say be prepared. Be someone that has done proper research and understood the scope of practice for the speech language pathologist.
Yeah.
Have passion for it so that even when the patch gets rough, you are able to keep going. That's it.
Oh, wonderful. Miss Ndlovu, thank you so much for honoring the invite here too. We did learn a lot. Can you please just share maybe your social media pages, if you don't mind, maybe your WhatsApp?
Okay, no, I actually do not mind. On Facebook, I am Ubusisiwe Ndlovu. I'm just wearing a peach dress, holding a mic, so that's me on Facebook. And then my WhatsApp number is 072-183-7274.
Spin the foot.
It's 072-183-7274.
Miss Ndlovu, thank you so much for iskatsako snigger sona lagu hlanganani mite show on MUT Radio. We wish you all the best.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.